From scratch, from scratch, from scratch, from scratch, from scratch.
Welcome to the From Scratch podcast. I'm Martin Cousins and...
My name is Nigel Payne.
So in this episode, we are going into the unknown, which actually is the title of the latest global sentiment survey research report produced by Donald Taylor. It's, I think it's year 13th iteration of this. Each year, Don Taylor asks, there are three questions that are asked as a part of this bit of research, but mainly it's the first one, which is, what's hot? What will be hot in workplace L&D in 2026? And then people are given the choice, I think it's a 15 responses, and then Don aggregates all the answers, and he's been asking, the 15 options have stayed pretty much the same for the last 13 years, right? So the idea is that year on year, you can see the fluctuations in a trend. Now, he also asks two open text questions around biggest challenges and what you'll do differently. And I think we'll probably come on to that, but they're also very interesting because they get lots of responses too. Anyway, Nigel, do you want, I can go through the headlines of this, but Nigel, I'll hand over to you quickly because that's been a long intro from me. So what stood out in this bit of research for you?
Just a couple of things that it's slightly predictable. I don't think there are any great, wow, this is unbelievable. So it's just this slow, steady progress that things don't change a lot, but where they don't change dramatically, even individually. What is interesting is that this idea of the third phase of AI, so we've gone from wide-eyed amazement and slightly scared to touch it to embracing it in the workflow. And what I've said, predicted, and I think we'll see that increasingly in future years, is AI will become invisible. It's just a tool. It's what we do. What's going to be much more interesting than AI is what you actually get out of it. And I think we see that trend beginning to emerge in the data. And I think that's obviously important. It's the baseline for making any kind of progress. And it's really about focusing on good practice, focusing on adding value, focusing on improving productivity, not focusing on, oh, I wonder whether Claude is better than ChatGPT. These are irrelevant discussions and they will occur in the past, increasingly in the future. We'll see that idea of what does it do for me. The others, there's nothing particularly dramatic in the ordering of the list, except that what I found interesting is collaborative learning is making a slow, steady move up the list. And I think that's good. Again, that reflects a need to focus away from individuals, away from just e-learning, into working together to solve problems, helping each other develop. And that is a noticeable shift. And it varies country by country, but essentially it's up there in the mid, higher than halfway, just about. So that is, I predict that will increase as we begin to work together on solving problems. In terms of the challenges, the top one, AI adoption integration, yep, we could have predicted that. And the fifth one is change, uncertainty in L&D's new role. That is interesting. So it's not about L&D needs a seat at the table. It's what on earth is L&D's role in the new environment, in the new ecology of work. And I love the fact that's there because it should be there. And the fact that it's getting traction amongst quite a large number of people is a very good and healthy sign, I think. So I think it's a healthy sentiment survey, not quite into the unknown. I wouldn't suggest it's into the unknown, but it is a healthy indication of the way things are going. And I would say brackets going in the right direction, close brackets. Thousands might disagree. What about you, Martin?
I don't think there's a surprise that AI was number one by a long shot, and it was last year. I think things like showing value is climbing the charts. I think that fundamentally for me, I don't understand what hot means, right? So when the question is asked, what is hot? So there are some caveats to this research. Hot might mean, I think it's a trend, I'm excited by this, or is it a strategic priority? It's unclear how it's interpreted, right? So I think we have to think about it in that way. And I think another thing I would draw readers' attention when you read it, your attention to is in the methodology, there's a question. It says, how is this survey useful? And the answer is we believe that the main role of the survey is to provoke questions rather than provide answers. Now, the thing about this is that it gets loads of coverage, this research, and it gets talked about webinars and conferences, and it's talked about as if it's like fact. I don't see people asking questions. I see them saying, oh, so AI is up there, and what about value and impact? This bit of research does have, it snowballs. There's a lot of momentum around it, and it will get a lot of reach. And I think it's worth coming back to that question, how is it useful? If its intent is to provoke questions, then I think it should be used for that reason. But the thing about it is that it gets used to almost as the answer. So we talk about all of this as if it's fact, and it might well be for lots of people. But I think the spirit of the survey is to just see what may be a trendy, what people think is trending, and what will be of interest in the year ahead. And then there's some interpretation about what that means for the industry in the report. So I think it's useful in that sense. My only caveat, apart from the hot, what's hot bit, is the is how it is then used almost as if this is how it is. And I'm not sure that this bit of research is telling us that, and it doesn't set out to do that really. But it's useful because it's been going for 13 years. And don't forget, what's in the top 15? I think I would say all those things in the top 15 are really important for L&D. Quite a lot of those things are also to do with delivery, which I think is less important. I think the strategic value, impact, change, what are we here to do type options are very interesting, and they tend to be lower down the list as well. Hey, we've just filled 10, 15 minutes talking about it, so it's
It's doing its
provoking.
job.
Yeah, it is doing its job. So we need to thank Don for, doing the heavy lifting here. It's a big, nearly 4,000 responses. It's a decent sized bit of survey work, so it takes a lot of work to produce this. Yeah, it's definitely worth a look. I'm sure if you're on LinkedIn, you'll see it being talked about quite a lot, but definitely worth jumping into, I think.
Thank you, Martin. Yeah, we'll leave it there, I think. And good balance, wise words. Appreciate the talk, as always.
Yeah, thanks, Nigel.
Bye.
Scratch.